Mr. G Father, this is probably the case all too often for newer investors. What can we do to avoid the dip after the multifamily honeymoon? Hello, everybody. Jake and Gino here, and today we are discussing the keys to managing property management companies. Lots of managing going on there. We're talking about the keys to managing the manager. Oh, the honeymoon. You just bought this beautiful building. It's set to pay you for the rest of your life. You nailed your buy right criteria. Heck, you may even have nice long-term non-recourse financing in place. Month one goes by. You get a nice cash draw sent to the owners. Month two, oh, it's a little bit less, but everything's all good. We're sitting here loving the passive income. Month three, you get your end of month report and you'd see these vacancies. You weren't aware of those. And now the property manager is telling you that there won't be a draw this month. Oh, snap. What happened? You bought right. You hired a property management professional and you have great financing in place. Oh, thank God we got the G-Daddy here. Mr. G-Father, this is probably the case all too often for newer investors. What can we do to avoid the dip after the multifamily honeymoon?
Jake, it's called buy right, finance right, and manage right. Those first two are real sexy. You know what I'm saying? Brooke Shields, when I grew up, that is sexy. The third one.
Kathy Ireland, maybe, you know, I got
you. Yeah, exactly. The third one, let's think of someone who's not sexy looking. I'm being completely honest here because I think a lot of the educators out there love to teach on those two because that's what the hook is. But the reality is at Jake and Gino, we create multifamily entrepreneurs. We know that manage right is crucial. That's the lever that separates us from everyone else in the space because we love it. Big shout out to Jen and Shannon, who are our property management coaches, because they understand the business. They do the business. Jen has been on our team since we started. So that's what it comes down to. You have to understand how to manage. At Jake and Gino, we can teach you how to manage and build your own property management company or how to hire out third-party property management. Hit me up, gino@jakeandgino.com, and I'll send you the questions that you need to actually start evaluating all these property management companies, what you should be asking. The first thing I really would like to talk about is when Jake and I started, we were vertically integrated from the beginning. Didn't even know what that meant, but we were vertically integrated from the beginning. We were asset managing and property managing. We didn't make the distinction. There is a distinction between the two. The property management company is out there dealing with customer relations, putting butts in seats, making sure the property is being run. The asset manager is sitting up there on top saying, huh, time out here for a second. Why are you spending so much on those fans? I thought our budget was this. There's a confrontation amongst the two. We didn't understand a delineation because we didn't syndicate deals. We were dipping on both sides. So the first thing you need to do is, what are you doing? Are you property managing? Great. Make sure you separate it out and hold yourself accountable yourself for managing that property properly and making sure that you have budgets in place and you're running those budgets. Now, as the asset manager, you need to work in conjunction with the property manager. Make sure that you're not putting just anybody in there in these units. Make sure that you have that rent criteria going on and that you're running the property properly. So asset management and property management are completely different. I think from my perspective as well, if you're an asset management company, we call it the cadence of accountability. You better have some type of cadence when you're getting on. Now, a lot of you out there might hear Jake and I say, we'll get on weekly. Oh, well, the property management company is not going to do that. Well, I mean, there's two questions, the answers to that question. The first one is they may not be the right fit, or you know what? If they don't get on, what should I do? I know personally that and for me, this is experience talking. I had third-party property management when I started. I'd get a report 2 weeks after the month is over, looking at that report going, well,
too late.
Exactly. So if I had gone on weekly, and we're not talking about a 6-hour call, we're basically talking about a call where you have every week for 10 to 15 minutes, especially if you have a smaller portfolio, you want to know how many units are vacant. You want to make sure how, where the delinquencies are, because if there is a delinquency, maybe you can catch it early and say, hey, push out a text or give that tenant a little bit of a push. But if it's too late at the end of the month,
get on site and knock on that door. Come on.
Well, I'm just saying, however they do it, you want to be proactive. And that's what this is all about. When you're in property management and asset management, the asset manager wants to be proactive and hold that property manager accountable to do their job, right? That's the important thing. So getting on that cadence of accountability is truly, truly important. I think Jay can touch on some KPIs as well, but I think delinquencies, that's one thing we weren't tracking up until a few years ago. Then we're like, all of a sudden, hold on, that's a pretty big metric. That delinquency will tell you what's going on. Occupancy is important, but economic occupancy is probably more important. Just because you have 10 people in an apartment, you know, rented out and only 8 are paying, well, your occupancy economic is only 80%, 8 out of 10. You want to know where the other 2 are paying. That's a truly important number as well. You need to go over these numbers weekly. And at the end of the month, see where the income lands and see where the expense lands. And I'm going to give Jake a little softball here because I know he loves to talk about this. What about this cash management? No one's doing cash management, bro. They're all doing this accrual stuff where what money do you have left over in the bank? What's going in Jake and Gino's pocket? That's the important thing, brother, right?
It's very important. I appreciate that. So Gino touched on the cadence of accountability. Now, we practice what we preach. We've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on coaching because we realized early on that this is a business. You need to treat multifamily as a business. It is not an investment. It's not something that we do for fun. This is the business. It's the vehicle that can change your life. So that's number one. After we got that done, we went right into our cadence. What do I mean by that? Gino touched on that. We have the weekly L10. We have the quarterly meetings. We have the end of day reports. So we're seeing in real time what is going on. Okay. Mm-hmm. The second one is at the end of each week, there's something that we have the pulse report that's sent out. Another one of these KPI tracking reports. So we can look in real time where we're at, what units are available to rent. Okay, those are vacant, unrented, and that's where the money is. So we're looking at these very closely so we can be forward thinking. Okay, we're not looking back in time 2 weeks after the month closed out saying, oh, crap, we sucked and we didn't do anything about it. We can look real time. We know what's going on. We have the apps on our phone. We're looking at these KPIs daily. So if there's a vacant or if there's something going on, we can act. Okay, we can take action to get into these properties with our property managers and say, what's going on? What do we need to do to turn things around? You wait till 2 weeks, you wait till a month afterwards, the month is closed out, you're pulling up lint. You're saying, oh, what happened? Oh, I don't know. I wasn't engaged. I was not an involved owner. Well, that's why you're broke and that's why you're not making money, because this is a business, okay? And then we touched on it, the quarterly priorities. Every quarter, you meet before the quarter ends. You line out your quarterly priorities very clear. Those go on the weekly L10 call that you have, okay? And then you work towards those. You break them down into tasks. You reverse engineer it, and you make it happen. Now, Gino touched on something that is vitally important, cash management. You have accrual accounting, and then you get your cash management. A lot of your softwares are going to be looking at accrual accounting, okay? You need to manage the cash as much as you manage the software, the accounting, the books, whatever you want to say. You need to have a solid draw report every month that takes these things into account. You need to know how much cash is in the bank at any given time. I log on daily. I go through the accounts. I know what's going on. And also, we do a draw report at the end of the month, and that is also included on the KPIs, so the property managers understand this is the cash world. This is the accounting world. We get paid in the cash world. That is real cash.
The
money.
Real world.
No, but that's the real world. But you can't pay yourself. You can't pay a vendor if the cash is not there. Folks get caught up in the accrual system with leaving the cash behind. I put the cash at the front of the line and the accounting to the back. So that's just the way we do it. And I think that's why we have such robust draws every month. Not to mention our KPIs around the cash. We call it profit per unit. By show of hands out there, how many of you on your draw report, be honest with yourself, look in the rearview mirror without getting an accident. Kidding. Don't do that. Who's got profit per unit on the draw report? You need to know based on your cash draw. Say the property paid you $20,000 and there's 100 units. You divide the 20,000 by 100. That gives you your cash, your profit per unit, your cash draw. That is the most important metric that we look at month in and month out. It'll tell us, oh, two bedrooms have been more profitable than ones. Oh, the townhouses have been more profitable than the gardens. You're going to be able to take a selection of data now that you have from your own portfolio and say, wow, there's some interesting insights in this. This is more profitable than that. Let's go buy more of that. And when I mean that, unit mixes.
Great point. Yes.
No, but that's, but we do that. And then, and think about this. Now we're going into development, and it's one of the main things is we've looked at our portfolio. We've looked at profit per unit and said, these ones have done really well. These ones have great retention. We're going to build some of that now. This is how this stuff all rolls up, folks. So if you want to really get into this more, you got to surround yourself with the right people. And the way you do that is Multifamily Mastery 5. It's the one event per year that we open up to the general public. And we actually teach these KPIs. We teach our property management systems. It's in Orlando. It's the sunshine, baby. You're going to love it in November, November 5th and 6th. We got a great lineup. We expect to see you there. But I know the G-Daddy has one more thing before we close out today.
And Jake, I want everyone to come to the event. It's super important to come to the event because if nothing else, you're starting to partner with other people. You're starting to have a great time. We've got,
you're learning the systems.
Yeah, we've got Luke Wren out there. We've got Ryan Serhant. We've got Julius Thomas, Jake and Gino. We have our whole entire team. But for those of you that have portfolios, at least 50 units and more, and are struggling, or you're an asset manager or a syndicator looking to get in the business, I challenge you. Go to jakeandgino.com/apply. Apply to work with the team. See how we can help you out. We've helped out countless students out there who are starting to scale their portfolios and they're stuck. They're not sure what to do. We've been there. We've done that. We've scaled the portfolio. Jen and Shannon are great coaches. They will teach you all these KPIs. They'll get on the phone call. We have a whole treasure trove of documents, leases, addendums. We have our standard operating procedures. We have all our reporting docs. Everything is yours. Yeah. Yes. And they're going to get on and go, huh? I had a student get on 2 months ago and he actually said to me, he had several sizable portfolio in New York. He actually said to me, I don't know how much money I'm making. I almost wanted to throw up. I said, time out. Let's get you on a call with Jen. One call. After that one call, all of a sudden he had his big one thing. How many units are vacant? Oh, we have 7 vacant. Well, those are the 7 vacant units that you need to focus on. He didn't know where to focus on, what to focus on, how to get his business in the right direction. If you don't get your business in the right direction, it's going to stall and you're going to lose money. I never want to hear you say, I don't know how much money I'm making. You need to get on jakeandgino.com/apply and let's help you get those KPIs in order, get more professional, and hold these third-party property management companies accountable so you can set the expectations up of what you're expecting them to do to help you grow your income.
Listen to the G-Dad. It's a business. Own the cash, gang. And listen, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the cash G-Daddy. We make it happen. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jake.
Family, this is where you need to be.
The team you've built is incredible.
There is no egos here. Everyone is always looking to help the other person.